Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center in Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at some awards on the state scene and details on a Brewer victory and a Brewer trade with the Reds.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. There's home talent baseball in the area tonight. The Night League makeup game between the Cazenovia Reds and the Arena Aces will get underway tonight at 7:30 at Cazenovia Memorial Ballpark. The final games of the regular season for Church League softball will be played tonight at Kroska Park on the East Diamond at 7. Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays Boscobel Assembly of God. St. Mary's will umpire. At 8:15, St. Mary's plays Bethel Lutheran with Baptist Temple 1 umpiring. On the West Diamond at 7, the Mission plays Richland Baptist Temple 2. Church of the Nazarene will umpire. At 8:15, Free Methodist will tangle with Church of the Nazarene, and the Mission will umpire. The Church League tournament begins on Tuesday, August 6th. For more information about Church League softball, visit the website rcchurchleague.com. The WIA has made some announcements concerning spring sports and award winners. Michael Hernan has more.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, in partnership with Rural Mutual Insurance Company, has selected the Team Sportsmanship Award winners for the 2024 Spring State Team Tournaments. The winners of the prestigious award are Oak Creek High School in baseball, Laconia High School in softball, Rice Lake High School in girls soccer, and Madison West High School in boys tennis. Oak Creek demonstrated sportsmanship with its respectful and positive team and spectator support, advancing to the semifinals at the state baseball tournament in June. It's the third time the Knights have been chosen as the recipient of the award. They also received the honor in summer baseball in 2014 and in team wrestling in 1996. Oak Creek defeated Nicolet 11-5 in the Division I quarterfinals before falling 11-4 to Sun Prairie East in the semifinals. Honorable mention for the award was extended to DePere, Eleva Strum, Johnson Creek, Kenosha St. Joseph, Kettle Moraine Lutheran, Pacelli, and Westosha Central. Laconia is the recipient of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award for the third time and for the first time in softball. The Spartans finished runner-up in Division III following a 3-2 victory over Topsy and Mishicot in the semifinals and a 3-1 setback to Prescott in the championship game. The two previous sportsmanship awards presented to Laconia were in basketball in 2002 and spring baseball in 2017. Assumption, Auburndale, Cedarburg, Hamilton, Kaukauna, Lake Mills, New Richmond, Prescott, Sun Prairie East, and Thorpe all received honorable mention. Rice Lake received positive evaluations for their team and spectator sportsmanship in girls soccer. It's the third time the Warriors have been bestowed the honor overall and the first time for girls soccer. They also received back-to-back sportsmanship awards for boys soccer in 2015 and 16. Madison West was selected as the award recipient after the Regents advanced to the state boys team tennis tournament for a seventh time in program history. It is the first time the Regents have been selected for the award in boys tennis and for the second time overall. Their previous recognition came in boys soccer in 2017. After defeating Badgers 6-1 in their Division I quarterfinal matchup, the Regents fell in their semifinal match against Marquette 4-3. The WIAA Rural Insurance Sportsmanship Award is presented to one school program and community or communities in the case of cooperative programs that demonstrates outstanding sportsmanship in WIAA team tournaments. Award winners are determined by the conduct and sportsmanship displayed by athletes, coaches, cheer and support groups, mascots, bands, and spectators. Additional consideration is given for the effort of school administrators and chaperones to ensure support for their teams is positive and showcases the highest ideals of sportsmanship. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. The Atlanta Braves scored the first two runs Monday night at American Family Field, then watched the Brewers come roaring back to win 8-3. Milwaukee got homers from Willy Adames, Jackson Chirio, and Rhys Hoskins. Adames had three hits and drove in three. Hobie Milner got the win in relief as the Brewers increased their lead in the National League Central Division standings to 7 games over the Cardinals. Colin Ray was frustrated at times with his personal performance.
I mean, the walk, I wasn't going to give him anything to hit there in that situation, so I wasn't frustrated about the walk. It was just, I'm trying to go deep in the game, and I mean, it wasn't anything about getting taken out of the game. It was more, you know, I wanted to get 6 innings in, and I didn't, so that's what I was frustrated about.
And manager Pat Murphy says the team kept winning, kept playing hard.
Kids struck out 7 out of the first 9 hitters of the game, but we kept pecking away, you know, and there's some key moments, but none bigger than Willie's homer. Hoskins sneaks in another homer, you know, Chirio sneaks in another homer, but a lot of key moments.
Reports from Cincinnati indicate the Reds made a trade with Milwaukee for starting pitcher Frankie Montes. The Brewers will send outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to Cincinnati. Montes is a 31-year-old right-hander who has pitched 93 and a third innings in 19 starts, compiling an earned run average of 5.01. The Brewers are his fourth major league team. He started the season strong with 6 good starts and has trailed off since then. The team's newest pitcher, Frankie Montes, will take the mound for Milwaukee tonight. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Arizona over Washington 9-8, and Cincinnati beat the Cubs 7-1. The Brewers had that 7-game lead thanks to a St. Louis loss last night, Texas 6 and the Cardinals 3. The Yankees 14-4 over Philadelphia, the Mets 15, Minnesota 2, Pittsburgh 5-3 over Houston. Baltimore beat Toronto 11-5. Toronto returned the favor in the nightcap 8-4. Cleveland 8, Detroit 4. Boston 14, Seattle 7. Kansas City 8, and the White Sox 5. As the Packers enter week 2 of training camp, coaches say left tackle Rashid Walker is doing a good job of keeping the important position in the lineup. Offensive coordinator Anup Stenovich says Walker has an edge about him. Stenovich says Walker plays like he has a chip on his shoulder. The 6'6", 324-pound lineman is entering his third NFL season this fall. Stenovich says Walker still has a learning curve as he works on improving his technique. He played his college football at Penn State and was taken in the 7th round of the 2022 NFL draft. Braylon Allen will be missed, but there's plenty of experience and talent remaining in the Badgers' running back room. 6th-year senior Ches Malusi is being counted on to lead the charge, but has had injury problems since arriving in Madison. Tui Walker comes to Wisconsin through the transfer portal after rushing for 513 yards and 7 touchdowns on 102 carries at Oklahoma last season. Redshirt junior Jackson Aker will be a top reserve, and 4-star our prospects are on the roster as freshmen Dylan Jones and Darian Dupree. Training camp opened Monday, and Coach Luke Fickell has 32 days to prepare his team for the August 30th season opener against Western Michigan. I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.